Hello, Mr.
Hello,
Clark.
Clark. Yeah, this
Yep.
is Sheldon here. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So back to what we were doing. Yeah. So you clicked on projects. You're in the company. You should be able to see messages. Do you see messages anywhere? Hello?
No, I don't see anywhere.
You don't see. Let me send you another message. Okay, you should get a link for that on your email. Just open that. You'll be automatically guided to the mail. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me just do that. That's fine. Okay, post reply. Yeah, check to see if you have another email. You should automatically be guided to the message section.
All right. Yeah, it says. So I opened it.
Yeah.
And it's an email from you too.
Yeah.
And what do you want me to do with this?
I just know just reply to this message. You should be replied to this message, right? You should be able to see something called a Sheldon Benjamin replied to this message.
Yep, I see that.
Click on message. You should be guided to a link.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, now do you see the message? You should be able to see a list of messages now. There's two messages.
Yeah, it says after.
It says what? Nope.
It won't let me in. It said I had to enter my email address and password, and it won't let me in.
Didn't you input that on the form? Like the invite
I
form
did.
You said you opened. So you did?
Yep.
Still not opening. Okay, what I'm going to do for you, let's just keep it simple for now. I'll see if I can fix this problem later. For now, I'm just going to send you a normal email, okay? And we'll communicate
sure.
On basic email, okay? Good with you?
All right.
Perfect. Let me send you an email. The email's going to contain a file, okay? I want you to fill that file. It's a questionnaire. And send that back to me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Aside from that, let's talk about the book you want written. Do you have any names in mind?
Well, the working title has been Don't Fear the Cost Study.
Okay, perfect. And what kind of edit exactly are you looking for? Are you just, do you want a bit of a rework, or are you looking for just grammatical mistakes and, like, punctuations?
Oh, no, we're looking for a major rewrite.
Okay,
a major rewrite.
Okay.
This is, right now it's reading pretty technical, reading like a college textbook.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get it to a level for the general public.
Mm-hmm. So you want developmental editing. Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Okay, got it. And what's the approximate number of pages that you have in mind?
At the moment, it is it's 18,000 words.
18,000 words. Okay. That's going to be around 60 to 80 pages, depending on how we put it. Probably, yeah. Okay, perfect. That's going to be 18,000 words. And what's the genre of this book?
It's a technical on economics. It's an economics book for the most part.
Okay, got it.
And it overlaps with some law and accounting.
Oh, I see. So what do you do, like, what do you do for a living, given that you're writing a technical book on economics?
I'm an economist in the regulated utility industry.
Oh, that's so nice. I can probably learn a thing or two from you.
And so the gist of this is that we get hundreds of new people in this industry every year, and they have to make decisions based on these costs, and they don't understand them. And they have a lot of misunderstandings. So this is kind of a guide, hopefully. So it's to target those people who have no understanding or background.
Okay, so it's like a guidebook for new people, right?
Well, yes, basically to help them understand what it is, you know, the foundations. And
Got it. Perfect. So is it going to be like a general textbook of information, or just going to have exercise and questions as well?
No, nothing like that. No.
It's just, we ask these questions so we have an idea of what the book exactly is like and what we're going through. So you probably also have a manuscript written, right? Since you want to read it, you already have some material in your mind, right?
Everything I want to say is already written.
Okay, perfect. So in the mail I'm going to send you in a bit, I also want you to attach that manuscript as well, okay?
Certainly.
Perfect. Let me just write down that mail for you. Okay, we have... Let me confirm your email as well. That's clark.cowell@gmail.com, right?
Yes, correct.
And just confirming your last name. Am I spelling that out right? It's Camel?
Camel, K-A-M-L.
Camel, okay, perfect. So Clark Camel.
Yes, yeah.
Perfect. Let me just write up the email for you real quick. Okay, supply. Come on board. And, okay, let me insert the... So while I'm doing this, tell me your inspiration for this book. What made you want to write all of this down, aside from, you know, new wanting to help out new people? What was your inspiration?
I've been working in this industry for 30 years.
Oh.
The concept itself has been around for well over 50 years, maybe even 60. However, people have... It was misunderstood from the moment it came out, the understandings and the general structure. And so the majority of the people in the industry just follow a format, and they reiterate what they believe it's supposed to be doing, but it doesn't at all what people think they're doing. And they're misunderstood and misinterpreted. And the number of people who understand it is shrinking daily. And been explaining this to people for 2 decades, and I've gotten pretty good at explaining it personally, and I said it's just time to put it down in a book.
I'm glad you did. It sounds like it's going to be a pretty interesting book.
Unfortunately, as soon as I start writing, I slide into technical writing because that's what I do. I can speak much easier to people than and explain it. But
yeah,
as soon as they start writing, then it's like right into technical.
Yeah, it does happen. Sometimes you can just speak your mind clearly, but when you have a pen and paper and you're just staring at it like, what am I supposed to do here?
Then I go right to the exact specifications rather than the general explanation.
Yeah, I understand completely. Okay, perfect. So I got the mail ready, and let me just fire it up for you. Let me know when you receive it.
All right, it came.
Okay, perfect. I'll make sure the invitation to teamwork is fixed. So I'll send
okay.
you a proper process for it as well. So you can get through there as well. If you are more comfortable here, you can also continue on email. It's not a problem at all.
Yeah, I'm fine with email. That works great.
Okay, perfect. I'll continue on email then.
Okay.
Any questions that you have for me? You want to ask something about the process, what we're going to do?
I don't think so. I spent quite a while with whoever it was earlier today.
Okay.
So not at the moment.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to give you a quick just run-through on what's going to happen. Once we receive your manuscript, okay, I'm going to pass it on to the editors.
Yep.
They're going to give it a good read-through.
Yep.
They're going to see. They're going to make an editorial report, okay? It's going to have their own personal recommendations and the pros and cons of what you've written. And their personal opinions on the book as well, okay? I'll send you the editorial report. You can confirm at that time what the changes, proposed changes you want to keep and those you don't want to keep, okay? After that, we'll formulate an outline that would consist of, if you haven't made chapters already, then there will be an outline that will highlight chapters and breakdowns throughout the book, okay? With small details
okay.
of what each chapter is about. Once that is approved, we'll start moving on with drafts. We'll work on pieces of chapters, depending on how long they are. We'll work by chapter to chapter, and I'll keep sending you drafts for approvals, okay? And we'll start, you know, working on the book. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you have my number as well in the
then?
Mail? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, what I want to do right now is fill up the questionnaire and also send me the manuscript and any other, details that you have written down or you want the book to include. Let me know, okay?
Okay.
You also have my number now?
Like you said,
you can
reach
out.
Anything is that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Like I said, my target audience is the primary importance.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Perfect. So just get back to me on email, and if you want to get in touch or if I want to get in touch, I'll just text you, okay?
Wonderful. Sounds great.
Perfect, Chris. Have a good day, and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Have a good
day. Bye.